Did you know we love podcasts with mythical monsters, heroes, and gods? One of our favorites is Live from Mount Olympus, an adventure podcast for tweens and families of all ages. The new season tells a story of war, fate, friendship, betrayal, a heist, and a titan who played with fire. You don't want to miss the myth of Prometheus. Tune in to Live from Mount Olympus, wherever you get your podcasts.
What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Rerick, your host, and today I am joined by two friends, fellow podcasters, amazing people. I've been wanting to have them on the show for ages, but parenting doesn't make it easy. And here they are. We have Mo and Ezra. Hey!
Hello, Mr. Eric.
Tell the people at home who you are and why you're here on the podcast today.
I'm Mo Poplar. I'm the co-creator of the Bun Amigos podcast, where you can join bunnies as they hop around the world, learning about the world and making friends. Who are you, Ezra?
I am Ezra Poplar, the second co-creator and son of the original co-creator of Bun Amigos.
I love everyone's specificity, and I really do love Bun Amigos. We'll talk a little bit more about it at the end, but it is this wonderful travel story, fun, silly podcast that teaches you stuff. And we'll talk more about Bun Amigos after the story. But everyone is here to get to know you and hear Ezra's What If question, because you're actually kind of a fan of the show. You've listened to a few episodes.
Yeah.
So you have a What If question for us today?
Yeah. My what if question was, what if something like Starbucks opened up over by the Kathaki shop?
I'm really tickled by this question. So we're going to jump right into our story. We're going to find out what if a Starbucks-like coffee shop opened up next to the Kathaki shop. And we're joined again by Mo and Ezra Poplar. Mo Poplar was sitting in his studio, or so he thought. Suddenly he realized he was holding a steaming mug of something that appeared similar to coffee.
This is so good.
I'm so glad you think so, Mo. I worked really hard on my squid ink espresso drink.
What's that voice?
It is I, Kathunkle. I am here to draw you in to What If World.
Is that why I'm feeling weird now?
Yes, no, but you're perfectly safe. Are you okay coming into What If World
just hanging out? I feel like I'm falling through my chair.
That's exactly what you did. Yes, I'm sorry. You will need a new chair. Regardless, welcome to the Kathaki shop.
I have to get back to my office. I have work to do.
This
coffee shop is really weird. You're not even human.
No, I'm a squidopus, in fact. Basically an unimaginable horror, but squidopus is like the easy definition I use to help people conceive of me. Now,
What is that creature over there? The little flying fairy-looking thing?
We've got fairies and dragons and...
Dragons?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just about anything you can imagine. And even, what, bunnies? Excuse me, Rabbit, why is it that you look so familiar?
Why, hello there, Kathunkle. It is I, Farluck, from Farluck's Coffee.
Farluck? Of Farluck's Coffee? Wow! I'm, like, really a little bit starstruck, Farluck. We were friends way back in the day. Well, acquaintances. Well, I didn't try to eat you that many times. And now you own the most successful chain of coffee shops in the entire Whativerse. Wow!
Farluck's? That sounds suspiciously like...
Like what? What do you say? What? We could say Starbucks. They can't sue us for that, right?
I don't know. I mean...
Starbucks, 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 Starbucks. Let's just see what happens. Anyway, Farlock, are you here to sample my wonderful coffee?
Why, yes. But if you would happen to have a boba tea, I would quite enjoy that.
Oh, I know that that Farlux offers boba, all of their drinks in boba form, and it's just not something that I've really been equipped to add to the menu.
Is there one of those Farlux around here? I could really go for a boba tea.
Quiet, you squid.
I should go have boba too.
Too bad there's no Farlux nearby.
Incorrect. There is a Farlux right across the street, actually.
What? How did that... Let me... Kathunkel squid squished over to the window.
These literally just seem to drop out of the sky.
I'm gonna go get a boba.
We don't offer boba, but I can get you some fine octopus eggs to throw in your coffee. How does that sound?
I might actually like to try one of those.
They don't fit through the straws.
Oh no, I gotta get bigger straws. It's all falling apart.
You have like a tea mug or something?
Let's see. Well, if I just spit shine this, and just now here's a shiny mug. You could just toss the boba in there and sort of fish it out with the.
It looks like Farlux has a health code rating of class A. What's your health code rating, Kathunkel?
Oh, I'm not sure where.
I see it right here. It's a D minus.
A D for delicious, and minus for it's worse. Oh, boy. No customers, wait! Moo Poplar, I brought you here! How dare you leave!
Hey, Farlux, can you get me back to What Is World?
With a special PG Sips tea.
I would love a cup of PG Sips. It sounds like something I'd drink at home.
What is it? What is a PG Sips? Is this like
Oh, it's my favorite tea, Kathunkel.
Oh, dear.
I'll be seeing you later.
Actually, I was going to close for a lunch break. I'll just come over to it. Don't worry. I won't eat your entire restaurant or anything because I'm small now. I got shrunk and no one's really bothered to fully unshrink me yet.
Well, Kathunkel, we might have a growth boba tea somewhere around.
Yes, I get it. You have everything that I do not. Well, why don't we see this Farlux coffee shop? Oh, leather couches, hip indie music, inscrutable yet accessible artwork hanging from every wall. I'm in trouble.
It's a great place. If only the line weren't so long, it'd be awesome.
I used to be the only business near the observatorium. This feels kind of personal.
Of the observatorium. Shouldn't there be some students there?
Ah, yes. I'm sure they'll be patronizing your wonderful store soon enough, along with their new head professor, Hungry Bungry, formerly my best customer.
Hey! I heard a Farlux just opened here. Oh my gosh, it's my favorite coffee shop. Hey, could I get a Trashachino? It's just all the garbage you got, but it's steamed.
We got a PG Sips over here for a Mo Poplar.
Yeah, that's me. Thank you.
Oh, yes. You could pour a PG Sips into my Trashachino. I'll try that too. And get one for all of my students. Here is 6,000 waters.
Wow, we got a big order over here.
Why, thank you. Please, keep the change. It's on the house.
So generous. I'll be spending much more money here in the future. Would it be okay if I ate one of these seats while I was here?
Please don't eat the seats here.
Well, if you come to the Kathoffee shop, you can eat as many of the seats as you... Oh, no. Oh, there he goes. Okay, no.
Yep, he's eating my whole restaurant. Well, I won that round, didn't I, Farlock?
Yes, you may have won the round, but now you don't have a store, I see. If you would like, I could loan you some what bucks?
Sure, I will take your loan. Ooh, these interest rates are very high. That's good, right, Mo?
I gotta say, this doesn't seem fair. Mr. Farlock, what did Kathunkel do to you that would make you open up a shop across the street and run out his business?
It was many years ago. Me and Kathunkel happened to be Wetlidge. That's college, but in what if world? Whatledge, friends?
We're here in Whatledge. I'm a young squidopus with everything to lose and everything to gain. And you are my best friend, Farluck. And also Mo Poplar is here for some reason. That's weird.
I'm just here to hear the story in the flashback.
What are you going to study at school, Farluck?
Entrepreneurship.
I'm going to study world domination. You see, no matter how entrepreneurial you end up being, I'll just conquer you, and then I'll win.
We will see someday in the future, perhaps.
Yeah, you know, it's just cool being a college kid, just doing whatever you want, just going over to people's apartments and eating their sofas and stuff. Speaking of which, I'm going to go ahead and eat your sofa right now. No big deal.
That was the sofa my mom bought for me.
I would feel bad about that if I felt bad about anything that I do. It's great living with no remorse and no consequences.
There's something they say in business. You should always factor in what happens after the fact.
That sounds awfully foreboding. I am going to forget about it, though, conveniently for the next 10 years.
Oh, dear me. I ate your sofa and all your furniture and belittled your life's goals. That's a bad look, even on me.
And now it seems like Farluck is taking over your business world.
But you know, I've given up that world domination stuff. Well, unless a kid asked a what-if question that makes me evil again. But that only happens once or twice a year. Otherwise, I'm on the straight and narrow.
Well then, let us ask Mr. Poplar to see if you really are evil.
What? Don't bring me into this.
Oh no, you're in it now. You are at the flashback.
Let's see. We could do a quick little ethics test.
Very good.
If you had a chance to control the world with no consequences,
yes,
and be mean to everybody with no consequences, would you do it?
Well, if it's no consequences, then it would be for me. But there could be consequences for others? Is that just... I just want to clarify that...
Absolutely.
Okay, then I have learned recently that doing bad things to other people is a thing that we shouldn't do. So, no.
Even if you could shut down Farlux?
Oh, there is a wrathful spirit within me that wants to shut down this restaurant for opening across the street from me specifically so that Hungry Bungry would come and eat my chairs. It's like you're always 3 moves ahead, but... I'm trying to move past vengeance and... Oh, I see the second question on your quiz, Mo. It's about owning up to your mistakes, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes, Farluck, I apologize. I should never have eaten your furniture and told you that being an entrepreneur was silly and I would always win, because there's really no winning over our friends in life. There's only treasuring those connections as our lives change.
Sounded pretty sincere for a squidopus.
The fact that I'm trying to be better now does not erase the bad things I did in my past. Is there anything more that I could do or say?
Maybe a coffee would be nice.
Yes. Hungry Bungry, would you mind spitting out my very last mug that you, Oh, sorry. Yes, oh, here you go. You know, it's actually full of Kathafi's stuff.
Here you go, Farluck. On the house. And with extra love and Hungry Bungry spit.
Mo and Farluck drank their coffees and...
What?
Mo suddenly disappeared. Hopefully he was back in his studio and not sent to some... fourth dimensional location or outer space or underground swamp. You'd have to talk to Kathunkel about his teleporting coffees. They're still kind of a work in progress. And Kathunkel was left standing beside Farluck.
How do you like your coffee, old friend?
Quite well.
Do you think that Farlux is going to stick around in this location? Maybe you could, like, airlift it to, like, New What City probably needs a few more Farlux.
You're right. I think this Farlux to? Maybe to the Alternia place I was hearing about earlier?
Oh, yes, you might meet my dimensional brother Cthunder there. Just tell him that you know Cthunkle and he'll probably be chill.
Hmm.
And Farlux, with a snap of his bunny paw, made the entire Farlux location disappear.
Oh, wait, you were going to turn me big again. Farlux, missed opportunity.
There is a note left behind saying, drink this boba for being able to grow big again. Sincerely, Farlux.
I actually think I'm sort of bigger than before this time.
The end.
Oh my.
Whoa, Mo, Ezra, we did it!
That was awesome.
That was fun.
A totally improvised story for you folks. That was really, really fun. Thank you both. Now, I do want to hear about Bunamigos, and I know the folks at home do too.
Bunamigos is a fun podcast with actors reading scripts where they play bunnies. Hopper, Bun Bun, Buttons, and CT. They get to travel and see places and learn things, but everywhere they go, sometimes they have to deal with problems. Part of travel is overcoming problems, and it's a great opportunity to not just learn about places like Egypt and India and San Francisco and Toronto, but also to learn how to overcome situations when maybe you're afraid, or maybe you're overwhelmed, or maybe discouraged in a place.
And Ezra, can you tell us a little bit about your involvement in the show?
Well, I just read the credits and interview people.
So modest.
He's an excellent interviewer.
You have a way with talking to people that I think is rare for people of any age. I hope that the listeners here will go check out Bunamigos, listen to Ezra's interviews, and listen to these stories. I will include a link to their show in our show notes as well, but you can listen to Bunamigos, that's B-U-N-N, Amigos, A-M-I-G-O-S. You can listen to that wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we have a new season coming out in September.
All right, so you have just enough time to get caught up, depending on when you're listening. It could already be out.
Right.
Any shout-outs you want to give to friends, family, former rivals turned entrepreneurs?
I want to give a shout-out to Ezra's mom, who gives us a lot of patience as we talk about bunny adventures and video games and anime. And I just want to shout-out all the kids podcasters out in the world, because, you know, kids need podcasts too.
I agree. Well, thank you both. Ezra, any final words from you? I don't want to put you on the spot.
Well, I'd like to say to all kids podcasts, written and written with kids and adults, keep up the good work.
Oh, such an encouraging, awesome human being. Thank you, Ezra. Thank you, Mo, and we'll see you soon.
Yay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for having
bye.
Us.
I'd like to thank Ezra again for his awesome question, and I hope you all enjoyed the story. Remember, you can listen to Bun Amigos wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a me, Pipio, here to shout out Eleanor from Illinois. She likes squids and writing and Cthunkle, so I hope you like the story.
Yeah, well, I would like to say hello to her brother Sam, whose favorite character is me, JF Cat.
And I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know that talking things out with our friends, and even our rivals, can be a lot better than holding on to a grudge. And until we meet again, keep wondering.